fans, and welcome to Eagles Draft Central presented by Deaton Watson. I'm Chris McPherson alongside Fran Duffy. Proud to welcome one of the newest members of the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterbacks are going to be feeling the heat with pass rusher Josh Sweat out of Florida State, selected in the fourth round, 130th overall. Josh, welcome to Philadelphia. What was it like when you got the call from the coaching staff and Howie Roseman?
It was very exciting, man. You know, Super Bowl champ. I'm ready to be a part of it. Waiting to learn from older guys, and it's going to be very exciting.
Josh, what has your interaction been like with this defensive staff during the pre-draft process? What are you expecting, and how are you expecting to be used moving forward in this scheme?
You say that one more time?
What has your interactions been like with the defensive staff throughout the course of this pre-draft process? How do you feel like you're going to be used in this scheme?
Mostly as a stand-up outside linebacker. Either setting the edge or rushing the quarterback. That's something I'm using, just pretty much showcasing my abilities and what I do best.
Josh, what do you think it's going to be like that on a full-time basis that you can just rush upfield and get after the quarterback? You have a nice get-off, but, of course, like you mentioned, at Florida State, you were asked to do a number of different things. Here in this scheme, they want you to get to the quarterback, play the run along the way, but just get after whoever's got the ball.
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited for, man. That's part of why I left. I just wanted to rush the quarterback. You know, I can play the run and all that, but, you know, I didn't really get that opportunity to just rush. And,
Josh, what has been the one area that you feel like you've kind of honed in on in terms of this pre-draft process, in terms of the football side of it? Has there been an area that you've really been trying to get better at over the course of the last few months?
Yeah, basically, get off the hips, just stuff like that. I think my biggest attribute is my first couple of steps, you know, fast, explosive. So I just work the best thing that I have going for me. And I can bend really well. So that's been two of the biggest things I've been working in my past throughout this whole offseason.
Josh, you mentioned, you know, you get to come into as deep and talented defensive line room. What's it going to be like learning from guys like Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox and Michael Bennett and Chris Long, guys who have done it at a high level for a long amount of time?
Yeah, it's just going to be a blessing, you know. I got guys that have been in it, doing it for a while now. And I'm pretty sure I can just learn a lot from them. And, just pretty much doing everything I can do to help the team. And I get my shot to go. But I'm pretty sure I can learn a lot from them.
Josh, over the course of the last few years, there's been a little bit of a rivalry brewing between the ACC and the SEC in terms of who's producing the most NFL talent on a weekly basis. You know, you're facing guys that are going on to the next level at left tackle and at right tackle. Number one, who was the best player that you felt like you went up against over the course of your career? And how do you feel like just overall playing in the ACC helped prepare you for the next level?
I think the best player I probably played against as far as tackle is probably the left tackle from Clemson, Mitch Hyatt, and I think I went against my fair share of good tackles and good teams in ACC. I know we're a pass heavy, quarterback heavy conference, and it was more running stuff though, like that. But you know, I think it prepared me pretty well.
Josh, every NFL draft prospect has a journey to get to this spot, and in high school you suffered a devastating knee injury. Can you take us back to what that time was like and how you were able to fight through it to get to where you are today?
The injury, it wasn't as bad as I thought. So I just went through the rehab process like normal. You know, I set out the rest of my high school season, came as a true freshman, and started playing right away. But, it was pretty easy, you know, just got back ready. Ever since then, I've been pretty good to go. I just had to get that brace off. I was pretty good.
Being born and raised in Virginia, how did you select Florida State over the schools in the area? And, of course, being, you know, a five-star recruit, the many colleges that were coming at you across the country?
Pretty much just like the coaches. I knew who I was going to play for. I trusted them. I was injured at that time, so training staff became a big part of my decision also, and that sealed the deal for me.
Josh, did that mean a lot to you that even though you had the injury, that Florida State was still sticking by you and showing you that loyalty, that, you know, making the commitment that if you were going to come down to Tallahassee, that they were going to make sure to get you right mentally and physically to get you to where you are today, and that's now in the NFL?
Yes, sir. That was probably definitely one of the biggest things. You know, some teams lost interest, and they didn't lose any at all. They were just ready to take care of it.
Josh Sweat, newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. Can't wait to see you here in Midnight Green getting after the quarterback. We got some good ones here in the AFC East, so there'll be a lot of work for you to do here. Josh Sweat selected 130th overall in the fourth round. Thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson.